to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, March 3rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Going to send the information out to Christine Gray. I'm going to give you the office phone number as well as the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com. The red link online is for stem cells. If you want to consult on just getting the stem cell patches through Missy, again, $99 a month for a month's supply. You can get them on a regular ship-to basis, auto debit out of your checking savings account. You wear them for 12 hours. You take them off before you go to bed. You get sleep. You take a shower. You get up in the morning. You then put the patch back on, leave it on for 12 hours. You can put it wherever the pain is. Wherever the issue is, lung cancer. Vicky's wearing a patch on her left lung as she prepares for dealing with the radiologist. There's ways of getting around this. You can do it. All you have to do is get a hold of her. TruckerRandyHealth.com. Call the office 269-964-4044. Again, 269-964-4044. These patches are included now in the fat burning stage and reset of the weight loss program. So you can get this information all day long directly to you from their office. Again, call 269-964-4044 or go to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, click on the link right there to get the consult. You can do it online or call the office, the mainline number. This is a game changer, folks, because two things that we're now finding out. Frequencies work. Look at Dr. Gary's office there in Sheboygan with the deep tissue laser light therapy, all having to do with frequencies. I cannot recommend them highly enough. They have the laser light treatment to get down into the deep tissue to do what you need to do. You then throw a stem cell patch on the area where you get the laser light treatment, and these patches will continue to trigger and fire those stem cells that have been basically excited, is the best way I can explain it. When Stacy did my shoulders and my lower back, I had some pinched things going on, my L4, L5, down near the sciatic nerve area. She did the laser light therapy. I threw a stem cell patch on it. I threw a stem cell patch on my shoulders. And man, it was amazing. Within a couple of days, the pain was gone. So highly recommend. This is state-of-the-art technology. This is stuff that you need to know about. Absolutely. And again, the website that Missy had talked about, whathaveyouheard.com. Whathaveyouheard.com is the website. I'll send that to you as well. Christine Gray was the last one. We'll send it right there. Whathaveyouheard.com is the website. One of the things that we're looking at in this process of Lansing, this new era of where Governor Gretchen Whitmer has to work with the Republican majority in the House, 58-52, there's no way that the Democrats are getting anything passed in the House for the next 2 years. It's that simple. Matt Hall, the Speaker, has put prominent patriots, many of them conservatives, on these committees. One of the committees that he's created is election integrity. State Representative Rochelle Smith is in charge of that committee. Had a good conversation with her. We're going to be meeting, hooking up with her this week. Also, another one in the House Oversight. And one of the things I think that people need to understand is that this process is starting right now, and it can be done online. Michigan House Oversight Committee's website is MI, House Oversight Committee, MIOversight.com. Chairman of this particular oversight committee, State Representative J.D. Boyer of Clay Township. He's the chair of this committee. Matt Hall has given this committee subpoena power. Some of the people that he's appointed to this committee with J.D. Boyer is Steve Kara. He's the leader of the House Freedom Caucus. Angela Regas, very strong conservative patriot from downstate, used to be a beautician. She cut hair for a living. Well, remember during the lockdown, during the China virus, we couldn't get haircuts. Carl the Barber, down there in Owosso, said, to heck with you, I'm keeping my store open, my barbershop open, had to go through a fight, a legal battle against the governor and the attorney general. Well, Angela was part of that haircutting rally that they did down at the state capitol. She cut people's hair for free. It was actually prosecuted for doing it. Many others were also prosecuted by the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Eventually, the charges were all dropped. She's on this committee. Also, Josh Shriver. Josh has been on the show, a very staunch conservative Christian. He's on the oversight committee as well. Well, I submitted to them on this MIOversight.com website, I submitted a issue that I wanted them to look at. My wife, Victoria Bishop, was duly elected as the new Antrim County Clerk on November 5th, 2024, took office on January 2nd, 2025. Vicky's campaign slogan was, "Restore election integrity in Antrim County," end quote. She won with 62% of the vote. Vicky took over after 12 years of Cheryl Guy serving as Antrim County Clerk. Upon inspecting our qualified voter files, Vicky found that Cheryl Guy's files have 23,279 registered voters. On our 2020 U.S. Census, shows that Antrim County has 23,431 residents, including roughly 20%. 4,686 of them are people under the age of 20. I provided the attached screenshot from the U.S. Census data. We believe that our current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has uploaded voter registrations into our county's qualified voter files of people who no longer live in our county or have died as previous residents in our county. Additionally, we have numerous vacant lots with street addresses, Lakes of the North, Shaney Creek Resort, and others. We believe that many have registered voters in our qualified voter files at these vacant lots. Could you please begin an investigation of Antrim County's qualified voter files by working with my wife, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk? She can be contacted at her office, 231-533-6353, or by her personal email at acclerkvbishop@gmail.com. Respectfully requested and submitted, Trucker Randy Bishop, cell phone text number, 231-360-5140, any day after 12 noon. That I submitted on this website, myoversight.com. Well, Angela Regas, out of the other members, texted me back when she saw my submission. She said, Randy, yes, we have subpoena power, but you really need to work this through Election Integrity Committee with State Representative Rochelle Smith. I got to speak with her at the state convention a week ago Saturday when we were in Detroit. We are definitely going to work together and get her committee involved in looking as to what's going on here in Antrim County. Basically, folks, we have 124% of our adult population on Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files that Vicky inherited when she took office on January 2nd, just 2 months ago. Is it happening in your Sheboygan County? Happening in your Emmett, Charlevoix, Otsego counties? What about Presque Isle? What about Mackinac, Chippewa? These are things that if it's happening in our little Antrim County, is it not happening in your county as well? You need to go down, and very simply, folks, this is very simple. Go down face-to-face or call your local county clerk. Ask them specifically, how many people do we have on your qualified voter files in my county? They give you a number. Then all you have to do is search for U.S. Census data for 2020. We're halfway through this decade. Basically, the last large major census was done every 10 years, was done in 2020. Very simple. Look at the data for what they say the total number of residents you have in your county, and then click on the chart that shows you a breakdown by age groups. 0 through 9 in Antrim County, 9%. 10 to 19, 11%. 20% of our population are under the age of 20. Tell me what you find out in your county. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
You have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Pat Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269 864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just to wrap this up, Republican Speaker of the House Matt Hall, in creating this stronger oversight and real accountability website, myoversight.com, is very simple. When you go to it, they say their mission is that Lansing has been operating for far too long without accountability and transparency that the people deserve. Over the past 2 years, there have been too many troubling examples of state government operating with little oversight. We've seen millions of dollars funneled into projects tied to the Chinese Communist Party, hush money deals covering government missteps, dozens of audits left on a shelf, and a lack of real transparency in decision making. People across Michigan are asking tough questions but getting few answers. That lack of accountability has eroded trust in government, and it's well past time that we fix it. That's why House Republicans are introducing a stronger, more focused oversight committee. The people deserve answers, and they're going to get them. The way to contact them is very simple. On this website, they have your name, email address, message, and then the ability to attach files. For example, I attached the screenshot of the U.S. Census data showing the breakdown by age groups here in Antrim County. I took a picture of it from the website. I then cropped it to include just the numbers, the base numbers and the bar graphs, and I attached it to the complaint or the suggestion. I then attached Vicky's business card for when she ran for county clerk, showing her slogan, Restore Election Integrity in Antrim County. Her yard sign and the back of her business card. All those four attachments easily attached right on this form. What they are asking is that they want to hear from you. Fill out this form if you have a suggestion that will help the Oversight Committee investigate and bring accountability to government. The Oversight Committee has six dedicated subcommittees focused on the following areas. Weaponization of our state government is number one. That's the one that I used as a title reference for that subcommittee to look at it. Why? Because I believe that this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has in fact weaponized our qualified voter files to get the Democrats elected in the state of Michigan. Second subcommittee, child welfare system. Number three, corporate subsidies and state investments. Number four, public health and food safety. Number five, homeland security and foreign influence. That was another subtitle that I used in submission of my information. I believe foreign influence very easily accessing our data, our qualified voter files, and even the manipulations that's going on in some of these machines. Lastly, number six, state and local public assistance programs. These are the main six subcommittees within oversight that you can submit and send your suggestion. And all they're asking is your name, your email address, and your message. What is it that you think they should be looking at? Attach any files, any links, any stories, any information can be attached as a file. You have to create a file. You create the file, you attach it, you upload it, and you hit send. They get the information. Maybe, just maybe, they take your suggestion and start an investigation. Again, the website, MI for Michigan Oversight.com. Very basic website, good way to submit your ideas to them, and let's see if they perhaps take your suggestion and run with it. I know I'm going to be working with State Representative Rochelle Smith from her Election Integrity Committee, as well as this Oversight Committee. These qualified voter files need to be looked at, and they need to be looked at this year. 2025 in a non-election year is the year that we have got to do this. If we don't do it now, we will be running into the election of 2026 and it'll be too late. This is something that we have got to do, and we've got to do it quickly. We can clean up these qualified voter files this year. We're ready to go for 2026. We won't be having dead people and people who no longer live in our county casting a ballot via an absentee ballot mailed to some address that gets forwarded to somebody else. It's not going to happen. And we are going to do everything we can to clean up our county, and we hope you do the same. Just call your clerk. How many registered voters do we have on your qualified voter files? Get that number and then go to and find the U.S. Census for your county in 2020. Look at the age groups. Subtract the number of teenagers, children, and there's your adult number. If you're higher than what should be, start an investigation in your county.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving